Welcome to the Automated Daily Top News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI, where we dive into the latest headlines with precision and insight. Today is April 14th, 2024, and we're here to bring you the most compelling stories from around the globe. Let's get into the heart of today's news. In a groundbreaking study, researchers from Australia and Singapore have unveiled a concerning link between car exhaust and Alzheimer's disease. By exposing healthy mice to fine particles such as iron, magnetite, and diesel hydrocarbons, they observed the development of Alzheimer's disease pathologies. The presence of magnetite particles, a common byproduct of combustion processes, in the brain is particularly alarming, underscoring the detrimental impact of fossil fuel combustion on brain health. This research not only sheds light on a potential environmental risk factor for Alzheimer's, but also bolsters the case for transitioning to electric vehicles to mitigate pollution. Moving on to the tech world, a collaborative effort between scientists in China and South Korea has led to a significant breakthrough in semiconductor technology. They've developed a novel method for creating amorphous semiconductors, potentially overcoming the limitations of traditional materials used in chip technology. By focusing on amorphous P-type semiconductors, and employing thermal evaporation techniques, they've paved the way for advancements in scalable CMOS technology and the integration of multifunctional electronics. This innovation could revolutionize the development of next-generation devices, marking a significant leap forward in semiconductor technology. In China's Greater Bay Area, a new commercial cargo drone route has taken to the skies, connecting Shenzhen and Zhongshan. Operated by Phoenix Wings with support from SF Express, this service can ferry goods up to 20 kilograms across a 70-kilometer distance in just 45 minutes, all for a modest fee of 40 yuan. This initiative not only promises to slash transport times and costs, but also signifies China's ambitious drive to cultivate a low-altitude economy, leveraging aerial vehicles to revolutionize logistics and transportation. Turning our attention to a tragic event, Sydney's Westfield Bondi Junction was the scene of a horrific stabbing attack that claimed the lives of five women, including 38-year-old Ashley Good and 25-year-old Dawn Singleton, among others. The community is in mourning as these victims, remembered for their bright futures and kind-hearted spirits, are honored. Police efforts to identify all involved continue as the city grapples with this senseless violence. In the realm of medical technology, researchers have made strides with a new microfluidic device that significantly enhances the separation of tumor cells from malignant effusions. This device, capable of high throughput, continuous flow separation, boasts impressive efficiency in removing white blood cells while preserving vital tumor cell clusters. Such advancements promise to revolutionize cancer diagnostics, offering new avenues for early detection, adult prognosis evaluation, and treatment monitoring. Lastly, the wonder material graphene, known for its remarkable strength and conductivity, is back in the spotlight. Despite the challenges in mass production that have previously curtailed its widespread adoption, recent advancements in manufacturing techniques are promising. With potential applications ranging from magnetic field sensors to energy-efficient devices, graphene stands on the cusp of transforming our technological landscape, offering solutions that could surpass current limitations. That wraps up today's edition of the Automated Daily Top News Edition. We've traversed from groundbreaking health discoveries to technological innovations, and from tragic events to promising advancements in cancer diagnostics. Remember, the world is always moving, and we're here to keep you informed every step of the way. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed.